You're listening to The Best of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.
Going solo today, just Vossie with you here on Breakfast. Good morning, wherever you're listening to us throughout the SEN network, 11:70 a.m. here in Sydney, 8:01 a.m. Central Coast, 13:23 a.m. Canberra, 15:75 a.m. Illawarra, 90.3 FM Griffith. Wherever you're listening on the SEN app, we've had listeners getting in touch via the text this morning from all over the country. The text is 0457 736 736. I'm sure the ratings were big last night. Were they humongous? I'd like to think they were. The open line number, McDonald Jones open line number, 1300 01 1170. A fabulous win by Penrith, 28 points to 12. Range of opinions this morning, but all very much in the positive. One of the great grand final performances of all time. Ivan Cleary, now a two-time premiership winning coach, he believes it's the best his team ever played. He was absolutely overwhelmed with pride after the win last night, the Panthers coach.
Just so proud of the boys. I mean, for everything they've done all year, but to be able to come out and probably play our best game of the year on tonight, so proud. It's just so enjoyable. Honestly, I feel so lucky. I'm so grateful that I get to hang out with these guys every day. And honestly, just to see that performance tonight, it makes my job easy. To get the first try, I think, was good. And I don't know, they just went on for me. You know, they never, ever let up. I'm probably near the end, but I wasn't really watching at that stage. But yeah, it's not just tonight, though. It's just an unbelievable year. To be able to back up and just do it week in, week out, they're just so hungry. It's so good. We are a proper community club, and about a traditional grand final back here. The stadium full of us, something else.
Yeah, and they're only going to get stronger. You can just imagine registration day in the junior rugby leagues next year. I mean, the success of first grade, New South Wales Cup, now the state champions as well, state championship final winners yesterday, the Jersey Fleet, which is the under-21s, the SG Ball, the under-19s. It just goes on and on and on. The success, the pathways for Panthers. They've got heroes, local juniors in the area that are performing on the big stage in the grand final. They've just played their third grand final. They've just won back-to-back titles. They are going to be, I believe they are in the top four at the very least for the next 5 years. And I asked right at the top of the program, was there any team that would have beaten Penrith last night? And I could probably throw into the mix teams from other years. If you want to, play the hypothetical today, let's put up the Roosters side that won back-to-back premierships against the Panthers of 2022's performance. I'm talking about last night's performance up against the Roosters' flying start against Melbourne there a few years ago. It was sensational. That was 2018. How would they have fared? How would they have fared against the Panthers last night? It's a good discussion topic today. Now, if you missed the game last night, hard to imagine you did. Our sports audience dialing in this morning, or as Gary of Newtown would say, tuned in. Stephen Crichton tried 12th minute. Brian Tottle, 17th minute. Penalty goal, 20th minute, after Clint Gutherson put a dropout out on the full. And Scott Sorensen's try for a delicate, beautiful kick from Nathan Cleary in the 28th minute. It's 18-0. And for all intents and purposes, you could say game over. Parramatta just never allowed to have a comeback. There was a Micah Sivo bomb try in the 56th minute, but by that stage, Penrith were leading 22-0. The 59th minute, the Charlie Staines try was exquisite the way it unfolded. Perfectly executed by the Panthers, everyone knowing their job. That got it 28-0. But I will say this, and not much has been said of Parramatta this morning, but I say this as a dad. And to all the parents listening out there, what a bloody great moment Jacob Arthur scoring. Can you imagine being the coach? I know it's different circumstances and game lost and Brad would have been down. But to see your son, and Ivan's been through it with Nathan, but for Brad Arthur to see Jacob Arthur score, he sends him on with 4 minutes to play last night. And then Jacob Arthur scores the last try of the grand final. Jeez, be hard to hold the tears in, wouldn't it? You'd have flashbacks to the little boy playing junior footy, and he would have scored a lot of tries in his time with Rouse Hill Rhinos. And Brad Arthur was a coach. Even when he was coaching first grade, he was coaching the kids at Rouse Hill. And to see one of those boys, the boy who throws the pass, and I say boy, is Will Penasini for Jake, or puts the kick in for Jacob Arthur. They're Rouse Hill Rhinos. What an amazing moment. What a beautiful moment in the grand final last night, that one for Jacob Arthur. The Parramatta side of things, Clint Gutherson, it's been revealed, played with a broken hand. He suffered that first week of the finals. That sort of makes me think back. The first week of the finals, if you remember the bomb confusion, Gutho was reluctant to catch, and we wondered what was going on. Well, I guess it was the broken hand during the match, and there was confusion at the back, and it sort of wung up Blake and running in. But let's hear from Clint Gutherson, very gracious after the grand final last night.
That's footy. Someone has to lose, and unfortunately it was us. It was a roller coaster this year for us, and it's everyone's goal to get here, but unfortunately we couldn't get the result we wanted. But look, credit to them, they were outstanding, and we've got to watch them get their awards now, so it's a bit disappointing, but get away from footy for a bit now and look back in a couple of weeks and see what we achieved.
Brad Arthur was the same in the press conference, I can tell you, just said beaten by a better team, the better team and a better team. So something to aspire to for Parramatta. The record will show they played each other four times in 2022, and it is two apiece. But the bigger matches, the finals matches, Penrith win both. They win week one of the finals, you know, hard-fought affair, but went away with it. And then last night, emphatic, the victory by the Panthers. The crowd, 82,415. Clive Churchill medal. Dylan Edwards, the Panthers fullback, remains to be seen if he makes the World Cup squad. And the lower grades, or the earlier matches, not necessarily lower grades, NRLW final, Newcastle champions, 32-12 over Parramatta. Tamika Upton, superb, 7 tries to 2. Scored 3 tries in the last 7 minutes, Newcastle. And the state championship final, Penrith winning that one, 44-10 over the North Devils. And Jermaine Hopgood, player of the match, now on his way to Parramatta, scored a couple of tries in the game, skippering the Penrith side. Now, it's a little bit different, the holiday Monday. No Cameron Smith, Matty Johns, though, is on deck. And we continue to search for Brandy. Greg Alexander, where is he? We've got a sighting right now, sighted at the Ampol near the Panthers Leagues Club, shouting, fuel for all Panthers supporters. He's out there just saying, free fuel. Greg Alexander having a night out. How happy did he look? Vossi, looking for Brandy Alexander could be the NRL's version of looking for Alla Brandy. Looking for Alco Brandy, says Bulldog Bob. Well, Brandy, we're just hoping, we're trying to make contact with him. He's probably lost his phone. He's half nude. Good luck to him. Matty Johns is here, though, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get 35% off the entire Microgenics vitamins range. Matty Johns knows what it's like to experience a grand final win. Different circumstances back in 1997 to the way Penrith pulled off their win last night. Matty Johns, welcome. Can I ask you right off the top, as good a grand final performance as you've seen? There may have been the equivalent, but none better.
Vossi, good morning. I apologise, a little bit scratchy this morning.
It's allowed.
Yes, I know. One of those ones, the grand final. A neighbour came over, said he was going to watch the first half and end up, I think, early hours of the morning left. But anyway, it was a great performance, mate.
Yeah, look at your credit card. You've bought 7 items on the shopping channel at 3 a.m. this morning. That knows you've had a good night. Fantastic.
Mate, I've got 3 spine-loose pillows. Mate,
You got the Wonder Mop. You've even bought a toupee, mate. A little rug, a little hair paint. Who doesn't need that?
You got one of those the abdominators.
That's right, abdominator. Beautiful stuff.
They were too good. The thing about it is, when you've got the best player in the world in Nathan Cleary, it carries you a fair way. And I know next year there's no kick out, and you know when you start to win a competition, the squad starts to dismantle to a certain degree. But when you've got Nathan Cleary there, well, Vossi, you're always going to be in the top couple of teams. There's no doubt about it. They're way, way too good.
Yeah. I've got them top four at least the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
I think at minimum top four. That's with... Yeah, if they retain Edwards, Luai, Cleary, well, there's 3 pieces of the spine straight away, and they're not going to go downhill anytime soon. Those three.
Well, Vossi, it's like Cameron. Look at Cameron, the Melbourne Storm just kept losing blokes, and people, you know, were starting to eulogise the Melbourne Storm. They eulogised the Melbourne Storm 15 years. But because you had Cameron there, it didn't matter who you put in the jerseys who they lost. They just, they kept winning. And that's the case with Nathan, is that, you know, no matter who they lose, edge back rowers, centres, whatnot, if you've got Nathan Cleary there, they're going to be at least top four.
Yeah, well, two on departures, got to be mentioned too, mate. Cameron Serraldo leaves the club. Yep. Andrew Webster leaves the club. Kikau Korosau is a big one. Now, Mitch Kennedy's obviously an next cab off the rank, but I say this guy, Sony Luke, now I know he's 26 years of age, but Korosau qualities. Played four games in first grade this year. They haven't gone out and signed another hooker elsewhere. They obviously think between Kenny and Luke they can get the job done.
Oh, yeah.
So
Kenny was
they're like Melbourne, aren't they, in replacing players and the way they've recruited.
Kenny was incredible the last month. And this is in I reckon Mitch Kenny up until a month ago could have walked down could have walked down Pitt Street and no one would recognise Mitch. But, you know, he was a good player, an incredibly good side. But the last month, and like last night, the way he played last night was just he was fantastic. He was one of the best players on the field in that first half. The way he defended, the intensity in which he played, he was fantastic. Played that role. Like, what we see is, like, in rugby league, is it's the old thing where one coach sneezes, everyone else gets the flu, is that they start to follow a trend or what you do with your nines. And what you see with Brandon Smith, the way he played and they used him. And Mitch Kenny he's done exactly that. So he just plays with intensity. He plays a very simple role at the start, defends strong. You put Korosau onto the field, and then he reverts into the Victor Radley, Brandon Smith running role. He was fantastic. So as far as losing Appy, it's a loss. But, mate, they've just got blokes who are going to replace. It's not going to be a problem.
And I do wonder, they've got this production line. They can't hang on to all their halfbacks, can they, Matty? And this young bloke, Katoa, he's off to the Dolphins already, and you know, he's a super talent, but he's off there. They've got some other blokes down in the lower grades playing the halves. Like, they had this young 5'8 yesterday, Jack Cole. Kurt Falls is still in the club. He's not an 18 or 19-year-old, but there's others down the line. They might convert one of these halves into a hooker simply because they've got surplus to demand. I mean, Cleary's going to be halfback for a long time. Who's to say one of these young halves they have won't develop into a really top-notch, you know, spark out of dummy half? So it's just a remarkable performance. It's a golden era. Enjoy it. We're trying to find Brandy, though, Matty. Pete in Salem, Victoria. This is quite incredible. He said, there's a bloke asleep on my footpath wrapped in a Panthers flag with several empty bottles beside him. It looks a little like Brandy. So there you go. That's a possibility. There's been a sighting down in Hobart. Para Warrior says Brandy was spotted with Jimmy Barnes building out Simply the Best. So Brandy's mixing with the A-listers. So we can't find him. I think the ball pit on Mulgoa Road was a good spotting earlier in the morning. He was playing with the balls and what have you. So he did look like he was having fun on stage, Matty.
He did.
So I take it Sterlo would have handed out the medals had Parramatta won or handed out the rings. But because Penrith won, Alexander got the job. Now, I don't think I've ever seen Brandy happier. You know, he was reveling in it.
I remember seeing him in 2003, and I think it says a lot about the man. In 2003, when they won the competition, you know, amazing that, you know, 2 years earlier, Penrith finished last. And when they won that grand final, seemingly out of nowhere, I remember looking at him on the touchline, and he was crying. He was so happy. So it just says a lot about who he is and the tie he has to the area. But Vossie, what you're seeing with Penrith is they're fulfilling their potential as far as an area. It has always been just about probably the biggest junior nursery in the world in rugby league, and they've just got it right. I think, Vossie, am I right in saying they won everything basically,
yeah, everything.
Outside of the NRLW. They won, yeah, the whole they won everything.
Yeah. So 1921 New South Wales Cup State Championship Final NRL.
Wow. Well, they've got everything right, and I can't tell you how many times I've said through this year, Vossie, about Newcastle, how we've just completely lost our way as a club, and it all starts with what you do with your juniors and how you coach them, and you know, 10 years ago when Phil Gould went to the club. And fix what was broken is that this is what you're seeing. And for all Gus, you know, the people give it to Gus and all the rest of it, and I get some of it, the complexity of the man, you know him, we both work with him. But, mate, what he has done with that club is that it's as much Gus's success Ivan Cleary's. There's no doubt about it. What he put in place, the fact that they win everything, that's, you know, your old mate, your co-host of the roast, and you got to tip your cap to him.
No, I called him the Duke of Penrith. He's still the Duke. Just to highlight what you were saying there about what they've done, and they are a heavyweight. So they have now played, and putting aside actual winning the premiership, they've now played finals in seven of the last 9 years, making the grand final three times, winning the comp twice. But the previous 9 years to that, they played finals only once, Matty. So it shows you how you restructure, rebuild, and become a force, that it can be done. Yep. They make the finals one out of 9 years. The next 9-year period, they're on a run of 7 of 9 and won the comp twice.
And Vossie, you think about the
that's
blokes.
That's a remarkable turnaround.
And you think about the blokes they've allowed to go. Like Graham, Lachlan Coote. All this, they had like a generation
Luke Lewis
of
along the way.
Luke Lewis. A generation of players who were at their prime, and they allowed to go. Like, the year that Cronulla won the comp, mate, there was four or five Penrith blokes in that side who, you know, they allowed to go because they were rebuilding to where they were going, where they are right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be done. Matty Johns is with us for Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get 35% off the entire Microgenics vitamins range. He'd love to take your calls. Where's Gary of Newtown? Flush him out. 1-300-01-1170 is the McDonald Jones open line call. If you've got a text for Matty or a text, you can send it through 0457-736-736, 21 and a half after 8.
You're listening to The Best of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.
Matty, I can't keep it to the last half hour. I'd like to say there's a hook and stick around, but I think we've just got to go to him because the bloke's become a monster. People are quoting Gary of Newtown in the street. Gary of Newtown is now a quiz question answer, and your Monday morning segment with him has become Must Listen Radio.
Yes.
Matty, are you ready for the great man?
I certainly am.
Okay, let's go to the McDonald Jones open line, 1-300-01-1170. Gary of Newtown, Lock Horns with Matty Johns. I want to see you match minds on where the game was won and lost. Gary?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew and Matty. Just quickly on Michelle. Michelle, she's unbelievable. You've got a good one there, Andrew. But
Thank you. She
I don't think she sleeps. She's everywhere. But I've got to disagree with her on we didn't turn up. Parramatta definitely turned up. That's the best game they've ever played, the Panthers, without a doubt, without any doubt. But just, Matty, just quickly on, you mentioned Cameron, and I agree 100%. You can't buy calmness. When they got a bit erratic, Melbourne, it'd bring them back into the game straight away. You can't buy that. They're missing Cameron no end. That was a big blue letting him go. And he wanted to play. He wanted to play. 2 years ago. He wanted to play, there's no doubt about it, because he took so long to say, I'm retiring. And that was a blue there. I agree 100%. That was a good call on that one. They missed him badly. You cannot buy that. Righto, Matty, on the game, I say this. The play the ball, we were whacking them, the Panthers, and the play the ball was 100 miles an hour. I couldn't believe it. And their skill base was out of this world. And the kicking game by Cleary, every type of kick, and getting the ball behind the defensive line, that's a knack in itself. That was top shelf. they were just far too good across the board. Everyone, that game for mine, they have never ever. I've got to say it again. They have never ever played better. You know the first try, Matty. The first try, I don't miss too much, and I was there live, and I said, "What happened on that first try?" I had to go to the replay to realise what happened.
Blame
the
down.
Slider hand, the timing of the pass.
Boop,
I know the bloke
across. Boop, 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 boop.
The Gary of Newtown alarm's gone off, Matty. I was hoping you'd be able to get a word in, Matty. Anything to say in response,
mate? He is spot on. I agree with absolutely everything he said. We covered a lot of topics there, but he is right.
Just quickly, we did. You can't buy calmness. That is the saying for the day. Matty Johns here for Chemist Warehouse, taking your calls in the last half hour. Right. This is Sport Wall to Wall on SEN, 1170 AM here in Sydney and right across the network this morning. Give us a shout.
You're listening to The Best of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.
Desi Panini has called in.
This show is with new height today. You don't go too high, you won't be able to improve on it. On tonight's game, I'm suggesting tonight, if Penrith win, then Cameron Smith's not allowed to return to Sydney. The flip side is, Brandy, you have to go and live in Melbourne.
This has added to the excellent program that it has been this morning.
Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Weekdays from 6.
Thanks to Brynan's Lawyers, supporting you when you need it most. And 4D Doors, garage doors redefined.
You're listening to The Best of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.
Just another breakdown of the game. I'm going to play a quote of your brother, the eighth immortal Andrew Johns, on the Channel 9 coverage last night, said in relation to the performance of Nathan Cleary. Let's have a listen.
With tonight's performance, he goes past Greg Alexander. Greg Alexander delivered the first one. We know what a player Greg Alexander was, but I think with tonight's performance, I think he goes past him, Nathan Cleary.
All right, Tim on the text line and plenty of others asking, what do you think of that comment? Do you stand by Andrew or Joey in that summation of Cleary v Alexander?
Look, I'll start by saying this, that anyone who listens to the show every second Friday with Joey on Morning Glory, Andrew is an idiot. Right? There's no shadow of a doubt. But is he right? Well, do you know what, Vossie? They are just completely different players. They are they could not be more different.
Yep.
Brandy, essentially, like Brandy's gift was his athleticism and his running, whereas Nathan's, it's like composure and I don't even know how to compare them. And it's a little bit like Craig Gower. Like you throw Craig Gower and he is so different again, where Gower was just about toughness and intensity. So I just don't know. Like, look, the bottom line is, on the like as far as like Nathan's won, you know, back to back grand finals and his win rate, you say yes, but I'm reluctant to say it because of what Brandy did for that club. He is the Peter Sterling of the Panthers, and so you know, has he gone past? Maybe, you know, maybe he has, but you know, by the same token, you know, you'd argue that look at the side that is around Nathan as well, but I don't really want to buy into it. And as I said before, you got the Craig Gower argument as well. Like the year they won the comp, Brand, you might remember Vossie in 2003. We did a lot of commentary, sat on the sideline together. Is what he did that year. Like he played most of that year, Craig Gower busted, beaten up, and he just carried them right through, almost on his shoulders to win that competition. So very, very different to compare eras, particularly, you know, as vast it is between 1991 and 2022.
Brandy comes through in an era, this is the point I made earlier, Brandy comes through when Penrith are a nobody. Yeah. I mean, Penrith
chocolate
are
soldiers.
An absolute minnow in the competition. He wins Rookie of the Year in 1984 in a Penrith side that finished seventh. He then gets the Dally M Player of the Year. That's the first time Penrith ever make the finals, 1985.
Yeah,
but then years after that, they're still not they're not a power. They weren't. They didn't make the finals the next 3 years after that. So Alexander is starring. Like, you know, he quickly became a superstar in our game. Dally M Rookie of the Year, Player of the Year. and then yes. onwards and upwards for him in an era where there was, yeah, that's the only reason he wasn't, you know, playing a lot of test football in that, because, you know, Sterling and Ricky Stewart and others were on the scene. But I just say the highlights reel of Alexander right now is still way longer than Nathan Cleary's. Like that mightn't be the case 3-4 years down the track, but your highlights reel of Alexander is it's gobsmackingly good.
As we said before, such different players. It's a little bit like it's like comparing Sean Johnson with our man Cameron Smith. And I like when you talk about they're players that are so dramatically different. I mean, Cameron and Nathan Cleary are the perfect example in the fact that if you grab someone who knew nothing about rugby league and showed highlights of Cameron Smith's career, they'd look and go, great. Who is this guy and what did he do? If you show them Sean Johnson's career, they would say, this guy is the greatest player that's ever lived.
Benjamin Marsh, the
same thing. Yeah. They were just that they just do these amazing moments. Whereas, you know, like a bloke like Cameron and whatnot, they just, you know, it's just very, very hard to compare players. Like on Nathan, I'll say this, Fossey. Nathan is unusual in the fact that his trajectory has been in the total reverse of most halves or most young players. When young halves come through, Vossi, they have a lot of flair and they don't know how to manage a game. The thing they struggle with that they grow into is composure. Nathan from day one has had composure. There was a period in his career where people go, okay, now show us the creativity. That was the one thing he probably lacked early on, where now that is caught up and finds himself as the complete player.
I still think back. I called him playing schoolboy footy for St Dominic's College. Now, they weren't playing in the top tier of the schoolboy competition, the one with, you know, Westfields and all the like and the Patrician Brothers Blacktown. They were the second tier. So they played in something called the Trophy. And he won that final. But I remember being there on the day. I remember saying hello to Ivan in the crowd and watching that. And you came away thinking, he's no superstar. He's no sure thing even to make first grade. But he was just a really steady, professional, tough tackling. Like, he obviously got a grounding there while Dad was working out in New Zealand. Nathan played junior rugby league over there in the New Zealand comp and obviously came up against some pretty big hombres in those early years. So that gave him an edge. That gave him an edge over, say, other kids' education here. There are some definite stepping stones for Nathan that were different to others. And perhaps not being in the schoolboy, you know, the glamour schoolboy club at the time. St Dom's very good school, but not the, served up on a platter for them like some of these sports high schools made him a better competitor.
Well, the other thing, Vossie, is obviously he had good coaching. Like, he had the old man there, right? The benefit of just sitting in front of a TV when you're a young bloke and being sort of unconsciously, you know, taught about the game. And I spoke to Cameron Seraldo about this squad of young players at Penrith, and he said, the great thing about these guys, he said, they're footy heads. He said, we went through a difficult period at Penrith where we end up letting a lot of blokes go. And he said, the cool thing was to say that you didn't watch Friday Night Football and you didn't watch the game, didn't watch Super Saturday. Now, though, I don't watch much football. And that, he said, where this current crop, their leader and the one who sets the example is Nathan. And he said, they're all footy heads. They all watch the football and love the game. And that's the thing about Nathan. When you're a footy head and you just watch the game over and over and over, you actually, you get better and you learn about the game. Like that, like, and I mean, I've had about 4 hours sleep here, but trying to explain myself as we get around. Anyway, if we got, like, when Andrew went up the short side in 1997, that was a byproduct of me and Andrew sitting, watching games. You know, sitting on our ass watching games on the couch and realising, going, do you know what? When wingers go to marker, they break the golden rule of marker play. When there's a single marker, they'll chase. So if you ever find yourself that a winger is a marker and you're on the sideline, just throw a dummy and go up the short side because they're not used to being there. Then that's a byproduct of just sitting and watching football over and over and over over the course of many, many years. And that's the thing about Nathan. He'll continue to get better because he just keeps watching the game.
Oh, well, he knew Gutherson's game. He knew how the Parramatta side defend, and that kick for the Scott Sorensen try. I mean, that's a ridiculously easy try. That is because of what you're saying about watching and planning and pulling it off. The execution was perfect, but Sorensen scores without anyone in sight. Like, that's superb.
The Dylan Edwards try the first week of the finals, where they're going one way and they reverse back. See, an assistant coach doesn't, in my opinion, doesn't teach that. That's Nathan during that 5 weeks off sitting, watching and picking up tendencies and trends of players. And, you know, that's like, there's a couple of things that are absolutely certain about Nathan Cleary. One is the fact that it's his next decade. Like the previous decade was Cameron Smith's, this will be Nathan's decade. And the next thing is that he will end up being a just great, great coach. And it's a real tragedy that, that, you know, Cameron sits and works with us on a Monday morning, because Cameron's the same. Cameron could be just about the best coach of all time, because they got the smarts, they got the temperament, and that's Nathan. You know, Nathan and Nathan and Cameron, like peas in a pod.
You're listening to the Best of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.
11 minutes tonight, no Brandy, and still like just reported spottings, and that's all. Like, I can't even guarantee he'll be on deck tomorrow, to be honest. I mean, who would know? Who would know? He might wake up somewhere where with a smouldering Sydney Morning Herald wedge between his buttocks for all we know. I mean, who knows? His entertainment could be anything. Natty, remiss of us not to mention, as a proud Novocastrian, how happy you are with the Newcastle Knights NRLW side. You were spot on. Your raps on Jesse Southwell. There she is, 17 years of age yesterday. Grand final winner. Tamika Upton, players like Millie Boyle. Yeah. I think Newcastle's a pretty proud city today of their women's side.
Oh, I tell you what, Vossie, what, just really, it was really, mate, a bit of ingenuity from the club there to go, you know, the men's side, we're struggling. I'll tell you what, let's open the purse strings. Yeah. And, you know, it's a game changer as far as NRLW is concerned. To go 100,000 Tamika Upton, 100,000 Millie Boyle, come to our club. And they come, and the Broncos go from being heavyweights to coming last, and the Newcastle Knights go from being last to winning the competition. They were fantastic, and simultaneously with those two girls coming to the club, Jessie Southwell emerging, like 17 years of age, and look, I've said this, and I'm not being a smart RC when I say this, she's the best playmaker in Newcastle. Mm. She is the way her hands, when she throws the ball, it's just a certain thing you see with class with playmakers. When the ball leaves her hands, it just rotates beautifully, just pings out of her hands. What a player.
Yeah, fantastic. Set up a lovely try.
Very, very proud to watch the women's team win yesterday.
Quick one on the text. One of our callers wanting to know, any update on Cooper, your son, we're told now won't be at the Melbourne Storm. Any news on Cooper at this point?
Well, mate, he might be with Brandy. We haven't seen him in the last two or three days. Right. Well, Trish, hey, Trish, have you heard from Cooper this morning?
Yeah, right, okay.
No,
he's out with Brandy.
I think he's hanging out with Brandy. He might be just hanging out in the park somewhere with the great man.
By the way, there's also a birthday today, October the 3rd, Craig Bellamy's birthday today. I don't know whether he's listening in on the SEN app. Craig Bellamy, you know how old Bellyache is today, mate?
Well, how old he is or how old he looks.
Yeah, good point. Good question. Yeah,
I would say looks 92, would be about probably 64?
63. Oh. Yeah, sorry, they're playing the birthday game. Just slipped that one in slyly there. Yeah, Sean William Scott, the actor, it's his birthday today. Stifler. Stifler from American Pie. How old's he? Sean William Scott. Ready?
I'd say 41.
46. 46, there you go.
46.
I won't even press you to get any further. We have got to pull up your socks this half hour for Underworks. All-day socks by Underworks. Pass every comfort test. Pull up your socks. Have you got anyone in particular? Any nomination there, Brandy?
Oh, Vossie.
It's hard when everything's good. You don't have to be negative, do you? Pull up your socks is a very negative segment. Pulled up? We could go positive.
I'll tell you one. Look. And maybe he's listening. Yesterday I was doing a left-hand turn, and it was, you know, when they give the pedestrians the right of way. Anyway, so I've got the green arrow halfway across, and this bloke's just moseying across, and just taken his time. He's taken so long to get across that it's turned red and I couldn't go.
Whoever you are,
you know who you are. Pull up your socks.
Pull up your socks. Great nomination for Underworks All Day Socks by Underworks. Passing every comfort test. Matty, you just relax today. You've earned it. Yes. It's like in the media, very long year, and then you get the grand final and you let the head out. Normally, I just fall apart after the grand final, but I've got a World Cup to go to on Wednesday. We've got to fly out. So can't wait for that, mate. Thanks for your contribution. I don't think you're on probably next Monday. So thank you for a lot of fun during the year.
Loved it, mate. And you heard it here first, New Zealand to win the World Cup.
New Zealand to win the World Cup from Matty Johns. Okay, Matty Johns for Chemist Warehouse, the great man, and great of him to come on the program on this holiday Monday with some great analysis from what was a brilliant win by the Penrith Panthers. It is 6:30 to 9.
You're listening to The Best of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.